All right, another vengeance game for me. I think I've got three more left after this one, maybe four. So, Houston, you know, Houston's my home, and I coached there twice with the Oilers and with the Texans. I can't say enough good things about Mr. McNair and his family there and how they treated me. It was a rough time for us when my dad passed away there, and they were just wonderful to me, and I'll always appreciate that. As far as the football team, you know, I was there in 2013. I think maybe there's five or six guys that are still there, so it's been a big change. I think Bill O'Brien's done a great job with them. We left them, you know, with a kind of in shambles, and they won the division a couple of times, and he's done a really, really outstanding job with them. And I think Mike does a good job with their defense. They played really well. So, you know, we're looking forward to this. You know, it's a home game. Hopefully people are excited about this football team. I know I am. It's nice to be winning. But, you know, it's every game's a big game. This obviously is our biggest game of the year. Defensively, obviously we've been playing better. We're not there yet, but I think we're playing sound football, making plays. You know, we've had a good rush. We've had interception almost every game. So, you know, those things are good solid things for us. But we know we can get better. We know there's things that we can do better, and we're going to keep working. Just consistency, and you know, if you could consistently play, you know, 11-point, 12-point game, you know, but which is really good. I mean, that's not we're there. That's we're one of the best if you can play like that. So, but we still got a ways to go to get there, I think. But we're the players work hard at it. We've got a lot of talent, I think, and you know. It's all about winning, and we're winning. So, and points, really, points per game. You know, that's normally the situation why I'm here is because they gave up a lot of points. So, we're trying to cut down on that.
When you look at their offense now with Savage as opposed to Watson, what did you notice changed? How does that kind of
Well, Watson, I mean, Watson is outstanding. Young talent that make plays off schedule and runs with the ball. You know, he had rushing yardage and scramble yardage and all those things. But Savage has been there 4 years with that system. So, you know, we expect him to be proficient, you know, and especially after he didn't have a great game coming back. But it was his first time playing so this year, so since the first game. So, you know, he knows what they want. I think he knows how to do it, and he's got some talent. So they've got two receivers. One of them's got 8 touchdowns. The other one's got 7. You know, so that's pretty phenomenal. So he's got some people to throw it to. I think the tight end's coming back. They've got a good running game. I mean, they have a good offense. You look at their stats on offense, they're good. So it'll be a challenge for us.
Wait, you're halfway through this regular season now. Is there anything that you've been surprised at working with Sean, or has anything been different than you expected when you signed up for this?
Yeah, that we're leading the league in scoring. You know, I mean, you don't expect that, certainly. I mean, but just coming from the past, but it doesn't surprise me. I didn't say it surprised me. I'm just saying – you know, he works awfully hard. He knows what he's doing, and he's done a great job of getting our offense, you know, to be one of the top offenses. So, you know, we try to complement that with getting turnovers and getting the ball back as much as we can. So, and, you know, these last two games, I mean, you just don't have games like we've had the last 2 weeks. I mean, but and he said today, the team, I mean, we're going to face adversity, and we're going to have to get going again and see how we react. But he's done a great job, I think, of getting them to play through those things. And, you know, and when things don't go right, we bounce back well.
Wade, in your experience, have you had many seasons where you got to the midpoint with basically all of your frontline defensive starters healthy and available, or is this unusual?
No, I think probably, you know, maybe 75% of the time you do that. You don't lose a lot of players normally. The years we've lost a lot of players, we didn't do well. But I think overall, the teams I've been with have been fairly healthy, and they do a good job here. Our strength and conditioning people and our trainer are just outstanding. So our athletic trainer, and so they're outstanding, and they do a good job with monitoring those guys and keeping on top of it. There's certain injuries you can't prevent, but I think they do a good job of getting them where we don't have some soft tissue things and things some people have.
When you look at Fuller and Hopkins on tape, what are you seeing that makes them effective?
Well, Fuller's got great speed. He's just so fast that he can run good routes, but part of that is he just can run by anybody, so basically. And then Hopkins is all everything. He's an elite receiver. He can run. He's powerful, and he can catch anything. I mean, you just throw it to him, and people are all over him. He still makes the play, and he scored like 5 touchdowns the last 3 games. So I mean, the guys, we got to double him and double the other guy and double the tight end, and we got to worry about the running back. So it's a problem with having two wide receivers like that.
Is the one game with Savage enough to see how they adjust with the other quarterback, or is it more of kind of a bigger variable at this point?
I think you have to get a feel, but I mean, you know, he's played some this year. He played, you know, a game and a half, and so you have that. But, you know, they're going to attack. Because he's been in the system, they can attack any way they want to. Now, if he hadn't been there for 4 years, you'd say, well, you know, they're going to be simplify some things and so forth. But I expect him to attack the way they would attack the next team they were playing because he's got experience as far as their system's concerned, and he knows how to handle it. All right. Thanks.